now at herbalhealer.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2 with Bradley and the light of our candle. The candle of our cake. You know what I was telling the crews right before we got back on the air here, folks? I said, you know what I do when I get really hot in here? I just turn on my fans. And then I thought, well, if I show too much of a sense of humor, they might not think I'm serious.
That's right.
Especially those people with the Quaker sentiments.
It's a fine line.
All right. We were talking to Matt from Liberty Council about DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, right before the break, and I thought it would be interesting to just basically high-five you with some more information. The group that you were talking about, Jake, prior to this in the first hour was Americans United for Separation of Church and State. It's like a fish that just can't stand the water, so he wants to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Here's a paragraph.
Hey, he would die if he did that.
You're right. Or you would, that's right. And see, like these people, they don't want to be ruled by law.
Yeah.
So therefore, they lose their country when they think they're holding on to it in their blindness.
So they think to get away from law.
They think to be free is to eradicate all law.
Okay.
Sounds like their father.
Sure.
The lawless one. Mm-hmm.
The deceiver.
Yeah. This is what it says in their little flyer. It says, a central tenet of the American way of life is individual freedom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but folks, we're ruled by Republican law. See, that's the part they don't like. Okay? All of us should be able to make our own decisions about our private affairs without interference from far right religious organizations that seek to impose a narrow interpretation of the Bible on everyone. Isn't it interesting? Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Mm-hmm. What was the way that led to hell? Wide and broad. Mm-hmm. What did this guy just say? See, he's complimenting us, yeah. Right? All right, he goes on. Religious right pressure groups do not support personal choice. Instead, that's what he said. Pressure groups. They oppose church-state separation and seek the very freedom that they intend to magnify is the very thing they're trying to pull away, folks, in their foolishness, in their ignorance. They want their freedom. They want their freedom from anybody telling them what they should do. Mm-hmm. Anybody that might tell us right from wrong, we don't want that. There's a separation. No, there's not. The Bible says without the spirit, the body is dead. Without breath, your body is dead. You better acknowledge your creator in the mix here, bro.
Yeah.
That's how foolish this is. But I go on. Religious right pressure groups do not support personal choice. Again, folks, I'm going to reemphasize this is Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Now listen carefully. Look what it immediately goes to. Religious right pressure groups do not support personal choice. Instead, they oppose church-state separation and and seek political power. I don't want any. I can't stand it. I like rights, mm-hmm. and I want to eradicate the wrong.
Yeah. So political.
So should
folks,
every citizen in this country.
Political right? folks, church folks, every folk should.
And seek political power to mandate their doctrines. Mm-hmm. In other words, force to enforce the laws of right in the land, folks. They don't like that. Yeah. Next sentence. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered people would be especially hard hit if the religious right succeeds. Aren't these the same people that I've always said are at war with God?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
So I wonder, so the word freedom means a state of exemption from power or control of another. So while they're attempting to receive their own freedom...
Anarchists. That's what this is. This is anarchy.
But then they want to control the religious right.
Let me show you that.
They want to squelch their liberty.
On January 10th, the Saskatchewan, are you ready for this? Courts of Appeals in Canada, because they said that it was supposedly legal to marry over there,
sure.
Released an opinion holding that marriage commissioners in Canada could not refuse to perform same-sex marriage ceremonies on the grounds that doing so would violate their religious beliefs. Ready?
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. The court held that allowing marriage commissioners to refuse to perform same-sex marriage ceremonies would violate, mm-hmm. You ready?
I'm ready for this one.
Violate Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms because it would violate the equality rights of gay and lesbian individuals. Did you hear what I said? So now the gays and the lesbians
call the shots.
Yeah. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second here. I ain't done yet. DOMA. We were just talking about DOMA with Matt from Liberty Council out of Texas just a couple minutes ago. Okay, what people don't realize about DOMA, folks, is this is aimed at your freedom of speech. For those that listen to conservative radio day after day, they're finally getting on the ball. They said when the president did this, he advocated lawlessness. Another individual got out there and he said, this turns the Constitution on its head. America, what are me and the other guy been saying to you for 8 years? What is this about? It has nothing to do with gay marriage. It has everything to do with giving government power to convert to their direction rather than to the direction of the Constitution. Right. Who is this administration at war with? You, the American people, and the Constitution of the United States.
That's right. And he says it right there.
He says it.
He says, law, you don't have to enforce a statute if it disagrees with us, and we can create a statute to make it agree with us. This is directly against the laws and the laws of this country. And you.
And I've been saying
the law protects you.
Hey, I don't mean to say names, but you know what? Big Brother Rush said it.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brother Jason said it. They're finally catching on, folks.
It's good.
This isn't about gay marriage because for the most part, the homosexuals don't want to get married anyways. Yeah. They're promiscuous.
Yep.
This is government backed because it gives power to the tyrant to continuously violate you at will.
Yep.
That's what this is about. Okay, DOMA. Let's talk about DOMA for a minute. And by the way, ENDA is in this equation as well.
Yep.
Folks, I don't know if you're aware of this, but they also want to propose a bill in the United States Congress that would prohibit discrimination against employees on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity for federal, state, including public schools and local governments and civilian non-religious employees with over 15. In other words, if a homosexual wants to work for you, you have no say, so you better not discriminate.
Yep.
Okay? And by the way, this is aimed at the church. This is aimed at your constitution.
Yep.
They want to end
taking
up who
steps.
You are.
Yep.
Listen to what John Berry said, and this is what Obama just said, folks. John Berry, who's an open homosexual, one of the 124 in the Obama administration, was quoted as saying, if we can get ENDA enacted and signed into law, it is only a matter of time before all the rest overturning the Defense of Marriage Act happens, he continued. What did they do?
Yeah.
They didn't enact ENDA.
No.
What did they do? They just threw down DOMA.
Mm-hmm.
They just took it right over the top of ENDA.
Yeah.
He continued, it is the keystone that upholds the whole bunch, and so we need not focus our energies and attention there. This is what he's saying. We need to attack that.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, guess who introduced a transgender inclusive in the House of Representatives? None other than Barney Frank.
Oh.
And here he again.
There's the kettle.
Here he is again, folks. When we come back after this break, I want to read one more piece for you, because we all know that we just had Don't Ask, Don't Tell overthrown against the wishes of those in our military forces by this administration. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you opposition to a woman in the UK that spoke out against gay marriage. It's going to shock you. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, jump in. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 320-274-8400. 320-274-8400. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 320-274-8400.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got this Jake and the guy we call the other guy, and I would be Bradley Dean.
That's quite a start.
We were talking about Doma, folks, and I wanted to highlight and just kind of put some more boxcars on the back of that.
The train.
Oh, the big train, the engineer's train.
Riding on the train.
We talked about DOMA, we talked about what it's really about upending your Constitution, and this is what's humorous about this across the land. You have the conservatives ignoring this issue for the most part, and you have the people that are trying to tell them, you have to understand, this is the very thing under your noses that you're not paying attention to that will destroy your foundations. And I've been saying this since day one.
Our consultants are telling us that we need to stick to jobs.
Yeah, because they might go after your sponsors. Folks, right. If you want to see how vile and vicious and malicious these people are.
And open-minded?
And compassionate.
Oh, and loving.
Oh, folks, look into this movement because we are dealing with some sick individuals.
And non-discriminatory.
Totally.
These guys are great examples of what they preach.
Leadership.
Yes.
Yes, yes. I mean, headship.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
The norm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Educated.
Very educated.
Credentialized. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably got a whole slew of websites behind tomato onions from last week.
Oh, man.
You know, or what they're doing now is making cakes.
Uh-huh.
With little
they probably
candles
are,
on them candles with your face on them. Yeah.
Yep.
Double-decker cakes like Nicole or...
That could be, too. I think
you just never know. What's scary about these people is you don't know what they'd put in the cake.
That is true. Yeah. Maybe it looks like a nice, beautiful cake. You can sink your teeth in it. You're thinking, this tastes good.
We get interview requests, and I had one last week, and this guy called me, and he called the office, and he asked if I would do an interview with him.
Sure.
And I went onto his website, and the guy was attacking me and other people. And I got to tell you something, folks. There's not one thing on that guy's website that was right.
Yeah.
He had a picture of a guy with a governor, and he said Bradley Dean with the governor. It's like...
Wrong guy.
Hello. I mean, dude, they're not interested in the facts.
Yeah. How can we tie this together?
So let me go on. That's right. That's exactly right.
Let's tie this
and
around.
That is... By the way, folks, that's not journalism.
Yeah. Well, and the proof of that is that it's not legitimized. They actually, you know, it's a website type of thing, and They don't have to make money on their printing or their articles.
No, George Soros would just give them money to do
it. George foots the bill, so yeah. They're in the...
The guy trying to destroy your country, America.
They're in the red
Media
all the time.
MediaManners, MoveOn.org, to right. The Independents, those
so
guys.
Why would they ever have to print the truth or something that people would actually want to read when they don't even have to worry about paying for it at the end of the month?
I am encouraging people across this land to go to Bradley Dean. I'm encouraging people to go to my high school assembly. You yeah. can run, but you cannot hide international. And you look at what these people have contrived. That's how, and by the way, we thank them for it.
Yeah.
Because
they're helping
we wouldn't be getting these
thanks
interviews.
For the promotions.
We really appreciate yeah. that. And that's how it works.
Yeah,
you know?
That's how it works.
But if the conservatives would understand that's how you win the war, mm-hmm. then maybe they would be a little bit more heroic and not so cowardice and tuck tail and run when the battle matters the
that's
most.
That's right.
You get the
well,
point.
Our consultants are telling us to stick to jobs.
Yeah, right yeah. Or how about the politicians? Yeah. You know, you don't want to get around those guys.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're pretty absolute. They mean
yeah.
what they say.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want politicians to do
no,
that.
No. They might have to have backbones.
Oh, and you know what? This is a great thought. When politicians disagree with who we are, mm-hmm. they're not disagreeing with who we are, folks. Mm-hmm. They're disagreeing with who you are.
That's right.
That's what you need to understand. Your foundations.
Yeah.
Do you understand that when I'm saying that, folks? I mean, you have to understand that. When they disagree with us, they're not disagreeing with us because we're not giving our opinion. We're telling you who we are.
I think the great way you said it before is that their thought process is that we're going to be totally free if we can just get rid of all of the laws.
Yeah. Okay, now you're talking about something else. You're talking about the bad guy now.
But that's what these folks are saying when they disagree with the law. They're
yeah.
saying, well, let's get rid of that. Come on. Yeah. That's constricting our liberty.
I don't want one.
Not one of those. As a matter of fact, get rid of all of them.
Yeah.
Then we're going to be really free.
All of them.
That's right.
Don't cut yourself short. Get rid of
all of them. Don't stop here.
I mean, come on. We're right.
It doesn't stop. Of course.
I mean, God, I mean, we know more than the Lord does. I mean.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, then they wonder
and
why they're speaking
the
of the homosexual agenda. You can't even tell these people that they're dying of disease.
Yeah.
Like for men who commit acts of sodomy are the only risk groups in the United States in which new HIV infections are increasing while new infections have declined among both heterosexuals and injection drug users. The annual number of new HIV infections among gay men have been steadily increasing since the early 1900s. See, they can't figure out that people are using them for a political agenda because they know they'll kill themselves.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't tell them that because if you do, that's hate.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
You know, or you're crazy or you're just way out there. Or how about the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says homosexual men accounted for 65% of the nearly 12,000 cases of syphilis in the United States in 2007, making them the primary driver of increased syphilis rates overall. But don't tell them that.
Yeah.
Don't tell them you love them enough to tell them to quit doing it, mm-hmm. and it might save their life. Don't tell them that because
yeah.
that's hateful.
That's right.
That's discriminatory. We
yeah.
don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Or in an interview with Zenit News, Dr. Richard, I'm not even, Fitzbibbins, a child and adult psychiatrist in practice for more than 27 years said, compared to controls who had no homosexual experience in the 12 months prior to the interviews, males who had any homosexual contact within that time period were much more likely to experience major depressions, bipolar disorder, which has never been proven, folks, panic disorder, and obsessive compulsive disorder. Females with any homosexual contact within the previous 12 months were more often diagnosed with major depression, social phobia, and alcohol dependency. But don't tell them
No.
I mean, come
on. They want to be liberated. Come on.
And, hey, folks, especially conservatives, don't tell your kids
mm-hmm.
that it's a sin before God. I mean, it's not like God really means what he says, doesn't he?
Doesn't he?
And don't tell me about how God is not a loving God. It was his son that died on the cross and bled Calvary with his blood for our sins. Doesn't he, folks? I mean, let's not get this right. Let's not get it straight. I mean, let's just let this administration continuously destroy the country through your lukewarmness. Like, for example, let's go back to military. We were talking about DOMA. That's how we got onto this little rabbit trail. Shortly after the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal, listen carefully, which allows gays to serve openly in the military, Obama came up with a plan to give the military service about 3 months, listen carefully, quote unquote, Elaine Donnelly, indoctrinate their personnel on the new law that will inject open homosexuality into the military with zero tolerance of those who's object.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Where's the liberty?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Come on,
where's
folks?
The freedom from constraints here?
Oh, come on, that's...
Zero tolerance, that's a little harsh, isn't it?
That is... No, that's upending your freedom of speech.
That's
just
what
like
about.
What's going on in Canada.
I think the pieces are coming together.
Ah, let's go to this girl. Free speech, the truth behind their agenda. Che Feldblum is an open lesbian who was nominated to serve as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commissioner. Now, listen, commissioned by guess who? Obama. Oh,
okay.
She's also a former Georgetown University law professor. Contradiction, folks.
Yeah, what kind of law?
Her writings redefine homosexuality as a moral good.
A moral good.
You ready? Here's the definition of law, Webster's 1828. Mm-hmm. A rule, particularly an established or permanent rule, prescribed by the supreme power of a state to its subjects for regulating their actions, particularly their social actions. Moral law. The law of God which prescribes the moral or social duties and prohibits the stopping thereof, the transgressing of them. Moral, conform to the rules of right or to the divine law respecting social duties. Now listen to what this woman, I think,
Che
Feldblum said in her confusion. Listen carefully, America. I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest. What did she say? A government interest. Why? Why is that? Because it's power to the tyrant. And the homosexual communities are being used to be the political ramp for their own demise. They're giving power to a corrupt government.
They'll do it, boss.
Oh, they will. I go on. That such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance, that's anybody that speaks out against the gay agenda, to a statement of equality are permitted to flourish, and hence that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs targeting the church will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people.
Okay.
It's not a liberty for America. It's a liberty for the gay people to be lawless in the sight of God and man. In essence, she is saying no one can oppose our agenda or we will never have what we are going for. Are you starting to get the picture, America? It's important for you to know.
Yep. So in other words, when the bulldozer's coming through, you better get out of the way. But folks, it's not a bulldozer. There's nothing backing it. There's nothing behind it. Common sense doesn't back it. Morality doesn't. When you brought up the definition of law,
there's no
Blackstone said, you can't create a law that contradicts God's law or nature, natural law. It wouldn't be a law. There's no authority behind it. It becomes a policy. And
Come on, Jake. I got gay friends. There's nothing wrong. Well, if you love your gay friends, tell them the fruit of their sin.
Yes.
Show them the disease.
That's right.
Show them it's going to cost them their soul, not just their body.
Yep. Let's not powder puff it and make it seem like it's this lovely thing to be gay. But that's not the
kind of love I've been taught. Love just overlooks, and you know what?
Maybe that's not love.
But I love Jesus. And Jesus is okay with sin. He never pointed it out.
Right.
Oh, you strain at a gnat and swallow the camel, folks. We'll be right back. One more call, 1-866-233-0747.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
I'm speaking today with Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Ted has been a supporter of the Sons of Liberty, continues to be. He believes in life, liberty, property, and as the Constitution says, we the people, we have a government that's comprised of us, and that interests, once they get involved, they start to meddle with our government system, turning it from we the people to they, the elitists, and then from they, the elitists, suppression and oppression against the people using the very document that was meant to set us free. Would you agree that that was articulated pretty plainly? Would you agree with those principles?
Absolutely would, other than the fact that they're going beyond the boundaries of the document.
Awesome.
If they're following the Constitution right now, they'd be coining coins in gold and silver coins.
So this isn't an issue of you're in the gold business to make money. You're literally in that business because as a result of the liberty God has given you, you want to bring that liberty to others. What you're saying is by dealing in gold, you're actually liberating your fellow man in America.
Sure are. It gets you away from the Federal Reserve System. And look at what's going on. It's inflation. The value of the currency is going down. Cost of a gallon of gasoline is now over $3 a gallon in Minnesota alone.
What got you started in the business, Ted?
How I got started in the business, you know, that's a funny story. I got started in the gold business because I fixed somebody's tire up on Lake Mille Lacs in Garrison, Minnesota. The fellow pulled in with a flat tire. I fixed it for him. It was a resort that I was working for. We didn't fix tires as an ordinary thing. And he was so happy with the fact that I went the extra mile and just fixed his tire for him that he gave me a job. And I started as a janitor over at another company and worked my way up through there. Now, Midas Resources came along as a later note. I was in the industry for over 17 years and then decided that I would go off on my own. One of the things that I became very impassioned with was liberty. I would like to see people have as much freedom as possible and as little intervention from government as there can be. The Creature from Jekyll Island, written by G. Edward Griffin, talks about how you can't have liberty without ridding the country of a central banking system, because the central banking system creates the money, lends it to us, charges interest on that, buys off our politicians, and pretty much sets up monopolies. and tries to protect those monopolies at the cost of individual freedom and liberty. And so my passion is to get as many of these Creature from Jekyll Island books out into the hands of the people. With the printing press in Washington, D.C., the politician is not being held accountable for what they do, because all they have to do is tell the Treasury they want to spend more than they have. The Treasury can then turn around and sell bonds to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve goes back to the Bureau of Engraving and asks for more money. They print it. They give it to the Fed. The Fed puts their little stamp on it and then lends it back to us, the United States taxpayers, at interest. And then we have to service that interest by laboring.
So what we're saying right now, Ted, is the Federal Reserve is superfluous at best. And it really does nothing but act as a detriment to the American people. There is absolutely no need for a Federal Reserve.
There sure isn't. As a matter of fact, in the United States, we had more time without a central bank than we have with.
And that's important for people to understand, because this is not in the Constitution, not a requirement. Our currency was handled just fine before the Federal Reserve and will continue to handle fine without it.
It sure will be. The only thing that you would do is you would take a lot of power away from the elite who has their hands in the pockets of our politicians who create legislation in order to satisfy their needs.
So your purpose is you want people to be educated by this so that they want to invest into their own lives, their own future, and their own country, not just your organization, Midas Resource. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty love what you do, Ted, and why we love Midas Resource, because they're sowing back into liberty in America, which is exactly what we're doing on the airwaves. We want to bring liberty to America, and it comes through a variety of facets, one being Midas Resources and Ted Anderson. Ted, I want to thank you so much for being on the program with us today. Can you just relate to our listeners, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, it's pretty easy. If you dial 866-735-2464, and I'll say it again, 866-735-2464. If you pick up that Creature from Jekyll Island book by G. Edward Griffin, which, by the way, doesn't even in any of the pages at all mention that you should buy gold. It just explains the monetary system. And then if you decide that you want to buy silver, you'll actually have a silver dollar in your hand. Now, this is not the silver dollar that's being manufactured today by the U.S. Mint. I'm talking about the silver dollar that was commissioned by our forefathers like Thomas Jefferson, the kind of silver that he expected to be using here in the United States. I'm talking about a silver dollar from the early 1900s. All you have to do is dial 866-735-2464. We deliver it for $31 and you get the silver dollar in it. You can use a credit card as well.
Again, we had Ted Anderson in the studio with us with Midas Resources, Inc. Give him a call now at 866-735-2464. Get educated, get liberated, support the Sons of Liberty, and support liberty throughout this country. God bless you, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to the Sons of Liberty.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Tomatoanity, yeah.
Birthday cake.
Splat, 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 splat,
splat,
splat, splat, splat, splat,
splat.
They didn't know that
splat.
We...
Oh. They didn't know we
were
rappers.
You know what, folks? If anybody out there right now is offended, I want to let you know that me and the other guy have stepped out. We're cutting the rug for you, no, exclusively. Forget it not.
No, a lot of people don't do that. They don't just step out and be themselves for others, and we're doing that. And so
it's called Transparency Radio.
There we go. I like that, Transparency Radio.
That sounds
familiar. Do Radio, Transparency Radio.
That sounds familiar. Transparency. Where have I heard that before? Anyways, we were talking about DOMA right before the break, and then we were talking about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and we were talking about what the homosexual agenda is really aimed at. And, for example, like the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the whole repeal, Obama basically came up with the plan to give the military services about 3 months to indoctrinate, this is the wording, folks, their personnel on the new law. That, well, it's not law, folks. Don't ever forget this. This is policy, and it's illegal. Mm-hmm. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Mm-hmm. Forget that not. Okay? On the new law that would inject homosexuality in the military with zero tolerance of those who object.
Ooh.
Let me go on. We'll try to...
Found a new enemy.
Squelch this whole segment in just a minute here. I sound like somebody I know when I
heard that.
Or they make those weird, yeah. Is that like when you do that kind of stuff? Does that like make you like bigger than you really are? Is that like what you do when you're the godfather of radio?
That's when you get beyond being credentialized. It gets to be this point of nobody's at this top.
Now you're going backwards, brother.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's go forward. A prominent conservative UK columnist. This is what she has said. She received death threats after she criticized plans to insert homosexual materials into all subjects in the curriculum in Britain's schools. Melanie Phillips said that she had been expecting a reaction from the homosexual community, which would amply bear out the truth of what I had written. The response, however, exceeded my expectations, said the woman that was opposing homosexuality in the UK. For the last week, she said, I had been subjected to an extraordinary, vicious outpouring, listen carefully, of hate and incitement to violence through emails, the internet, and the mainstream media. If the gay lobby had set out about to try to prove my point, it could hardly have done a better job.
Keep going, guys.
That's right. Keep going. Phillips had asserted that homosexuals are now attempting to suppress any public opposition to their, listen carefully, their political goals. Huh. Where's that Americans for Separation of Church and State, man?
Where's the liberty? Yeah,
what is all that about? We probably better put that upright so people can understand who the criminal is here, folks.
So it's not the religious right trying to usurp government law and authority. It seems to be the
homosexual community.
Political aspirations.
Ties and payoffs and bribes.
Okay.
No.
So somebody's accusing others of being what they themselves are.
That's what people need to pay attention to.
Exactly.
That's right. They're tagging love as hate and hate as love.
So don't try to hide this. Just come right out in the open and declare it.
Phillips had asserted that the homosexualists, that's what she calls them, are now attempting to suppress any public opposition to their political goals. The reaction to the statement, she said, reveals a basic totalitarian mindset that is behind the homosexualist agenda. Let me go on. Indeed, the total inability of those who subjected me to such abuse to realize that they are, in fact, spewing out the very hatred, intolerance, and incitement to violence of which they are accusing others would be hilarious were it not so terrifying. In her January 24th piece, Britain's New Whatever It Is, Phillips wrote that the plans to insert references to homosexual relationships throughout the school's curriculum are nothing more than a government-backed, listen to me, America, a government-backed, who's pushing the gay agenda, folks? A government-backed drive to promote the gay agenda to give up your sovereignty so you can give them power. She pointed out to many cases in which opposition from Christians or others who uphold traditional sexual mores have been squashed through actions in the courts. Folks, do you see why we're saying take it to the judges? If they want to not uphold and magnify the laws of the land, then deal with the judges. If the politicians don't want to do it, then deal with the politicians. Folks, go all the way to the top until you deal with the issues at hand. What was once an attempt to end an unpleasant attitude towards a small sexual minority has now become a kind of bigotry in reverse. Who's the bigots, folks? What is she saying? She's saying the homosexual communities, it's a bigotry in reverse. They call you the bigot while they themselves are the bigots. Expressing what used to be the moral norm of Western civilization is now just socially impermissible, but even turns upstanding people into, you ready, America? I've said it since day one, and I hate to say I told you so, but upright standing people into lawbreakers when you oppose the homosexual agenda. So for all of you homosexuals out there that are being used as the political battering ram for a government that is only using you to throw you into the pit that you yourself have dug, beware, because I guarantee you, you are only being used. And America, don't stand down and play the fool on this agenda, because it is a government-backed agenda. The response to this warning against an attempt by the gay lobby to silence dissent, an eruption of tweets on Twitter suggesting that I should be killed. Listen, folks, they are threatening her life.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah, we'll be back. We're going to have a little banter when we get back. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Point made. I think everybody gets it. Every time, folks, 10 times down. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, I want to recog a little bit on what I just said. I want to rewind and I want to go forward. Folks, one of the things that I talked about is how the homosexual agenda is being used to silence the American people, to upend your Constitution, to overthrow your freedom of speech, because that's what it is aimed at. There's no question about it. One of the things that I forgot to tell you, that for those that didn't know, Alina Kagan, who's now in the Supreme Court, she was also the one that queerified Harvard College. I brought this up probably two or three times before. But what you didn't know is she also attacked our military. Now, listen to this. Even after Kagan and Harvard lost their legal campaign to ban your military, America, recruiters and Harvard Law School was forced to let them back on campus. She encouraged ongoing students to protest against them. This is Alina Kagan on the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. This is the one the conservatives just let by like she's good stuff. She was protesting your military. She encouraged the homosexual, the LGBT communities to protest our military on Harvard's campus. Okay? Deputizing the radical, this group, to come up with the ideas of how to harass the recruiters legally. Kagan's action blatantly disrespected our military and exposed her as the out-of-touch, socially leftist academic that she is. And she's also a known lesbian, by the way. ABC News said that. Was it ABC or CBS? ABC. It was ABC News. I was right. Now, what's also interesting, I say to the homosexual communities, she's also Sharia law sympathetic. Now, I didn't hear this anywhere, and if you heard it, and I didn't, and I think this is new news to you, please forgive me for not being on top of what's going on through the TV airwaves, because I don't watch the junk. I do stay up on current events, so on and so forth, but I want to expose the unconstitutionality and the ungodliness involved in each topic. I want you to hear this piece. It was on Channel 2. And for those that didn't know, listen to who Obama is supporting and even rebuilding. Go ahead and play that piece.
Of outrage this afternoon after a government deficit commission suggested huge cuts, including eliminating the interest deduction for home mortgages. It's in an effort to slash nearly $4 trillion in government spending. Well, we investigated some of that spending and found the State Department sending hundreds of millions of dollars to save mosques overseas. It has many taxpayer groups asking why.
What did he say?
He's talking
hundreds
about
of millions of dollars of your tax dollars, America, building masks on whose directive? Obama's. Isn't this the guy that said we're a Muslim nation? Isn't this the guy that won't investigate child pornography in the Defense Department? But he's taking your money in this economy, America, and building mosques, your enemies in foreign countries? Play it again.
Why? This 1,300-year-old Egyptian mosque was almost flooded by contaminated sewer water. It and other ancient Cairo mosques and churches were saved from destruction by U.S. taxpayers. Part of a $770 million program to rebuild Cairo's sewer system. The checks are written by the U.S. State Department's USAID program.
We're spending money we don't have. This is all, you know, basically on a gigantic credit card right now.
Millions more have been sent to places like Cyprus. The State Department displays before and after pictures of mosques refurbished with U.S. tax dollars.
I think it's very, very hard to explain to the American taxpayer right now who's having an extraordinary time paying their bills and making ends meet.
The State Department refused our request for an interview. We wanted to ask why it's using tax dollars to refurbish religious buildings overseas. Well, the State Department did send us an email saying it is fighting Islamic extremism by building relationships with Islamic leaders. But then one former Muslim says trying to buy respect in the Middle East just shows U.S. weakness.
And America is not showing its power. It's showing appeasement. They're laughing all the way to the bank.
Nani Darwish was born in Egypt, but she's no longer a practicing Muslim. She moved to America and has written books critical of radical Islam. She says most of the mosques in Egypt are run by extremists who have ordered former Muslims like herself to be killed.
We are building mosques to issue fatwas of death against people like me.
U.S. tax dollars also fund computers and mosques in places like Tajikistan and Mali. Here at this ancient mud brick mosque, the State Department has provided internet service along with the computer equipment needed to local imams. Taxpayer watchdogs wonder how the State Department can explain paying for internet service while Americans struggle through the toughest recession in decades.
To the average person, this could very well be an insult to them.
And with radical websites and sites.
You think this could be an insult? Folks, where is your money going to? Who's calling you a Muslim nation? Who's attacking your foundations 24/7? Who is it? Is it czars? Who's attacking your constitutional foundations, folks?
There's a fox in the coop.
Homosexuals, let me ask you a question. Who's sympathetic with... I probably better be careful on that one. Let's take a couple of these phone calls. Steve from Texas, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
We're doing good. Thanks for calling in, Steve. All the way from Texas. What's the temp there, by the way?
You know, it's a little overcast today. It was really warmer. Like, yesterday it was, like, 80 during the day, but, you know, it cools off.
You poor thing. It was minus one here in Minnesota.
I know, and I have the nerve to call my life hell, right?
Go ahead, Steve.
So, you know, I actually just found out about you guys, and a friend of mine turned me on to you guys, and I love the fact that you use the term queerifying America. I really do. I work... and I travel a lot, and I travel across the country. I was just in Portland, Oregon, and there is this DJ there named Kid Chris, and he is totally queerifying America. I mean, the guy is on his liberal soapbox, right? And he's out there, you know, he's kissing dudes, he's touching babies and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. He takes it in the butt. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He's an uber faggot, if you will.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I'm kind of sick of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean,
okay, Steve, so what is your point?
That the guy's a fag.
Okay. We'll just kind of go on to the next caller. What in the heck? Steve, are you like got some bad coffee or something? What's your point? We got John from Nevada. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Let's see where this one goes from. Two and so on and so forth. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Bradley and Jake. I know who that kid Chris is. I don't know if that's true about that guy. That wasn't fair.
Okay.
Okay. You know, you guys are so against the gay population. I'm pretty sure you've seen each other's junk before, haven't you, up close?
Oh, my gosh. We're getting... Folks, what's going on now? Did you hear this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we got some homosexuals calling from all over the country, and we just want to kind of jump on it. And they just want to mock it. And, you know, of course, they think it's funny. But, folks, again, it just exemplified my point, didn't it? Didn't it just prove my point?
Of course.
Folks, you are not...
A lot of rationale involved in that.
You are not dealing with a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is
mentally
why it was considered
Ill, I think it's
a mental illness before 1973. Mm-hmm. This is why it was against the law in every state before 1961.
But it's good that they called to prove the point,
they,
right?
They totally did, but the thing is they mock God.
That's right.
They mock you, America.
Beware.
They mock your foundations. And the Bible clearly says that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap. See, they believe that it's okay to do those things.
Yeah.
They don't understand
the
when
game,
you
right?
sow to the flesh, you of the flesh reap corruption. And when you sow to the Spirit, you of the Spirit, you reap what? Everlasting life. So, guys, thanks for proving my point.
Yeah.
Steve and you other homosexuals, thank you for proving my point. I totally appreciate it, because without you guys, we wouldn't be here today.
That's right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. So, anyways, I don't know. I mean, was his name Steve?
I can't
remember.
He probably
named himself Bob so he could spell it forward and backward so he wouldn't know the difference. That way he wouldn't be confused.
One of them was from Texas. One of them was from Nevada.
Nevada. We got some Nevada callers. Well, that's probably what you get out of Nevada. Oh, but I shouldn't say that. I might get banned out of Nevada.
Sure. We don't want to get
banned. But, folks, here again, we got, and likewise also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. Yep. But it's nowhere in the New Testament. Didn't Christ come to fulfill that law? Did not come to abrogate?
Mm-hmm.
See, folks, we're in a battlefield here, and people need to understand that we mean what we say.
You know, and folks, if you have a pen, it is in the New Testament. Romans 1, 26 through 27.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 6, 9.
Being filled with all
1,
unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God. Haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affections, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
That shows you what? If you're against God, you're against the liberties that are been bestowed upon.
We got another call out of Texas. Maybe that was his boyfriend. I don't know. All right. Anyways, we'll just cut. Folks, we thank you for the opportunity to preach to you week after week, day after day. By the way, folks, we are considering right now taking on full-time radio. Tell us your thoughts. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Thank you.